In sports, we'll start off with Major League Baseball. Now, in Major League Baseball, there's three stories, actually four, that are going on. One, the trade deadline expires today. Lots of news on that. Two, there's some big names out there to see where they're going to go. And three, you got it. You got it. It's, there's, you know, there's, there's only one thing else that I can add. And that you have to talk about an amazing year once again that is being had by number 99 of the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge.
The pitch swung on and hit in the air to left center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Chase for 60. I'm telling you guys.
I mean, it's amazing. It's not that easy to hit home runs. That was a Judgeian blast to left center. All rise. Here comes the Judge.
Well, there goes number 43, and there was no question about that one. Kelnick sort of ran back. He knew where that was going. All this with two outs.
It's just, all you can say is it's just it's amazing. It just is amazing. He bets on himself by not signing a contract and is having a historic year. A historic year. Not just a great year, but right now, up to this point, a historic year. All right. Now, the trade deadline is today. Red Sox made some moves. The Yankees made some moves and stuff like that. But as we sit here, and nobody would have thought this at the beginning of the year. As we sit here at the trade deadline, basically, with 104 games gone, which means there's only 58 more games left in the year, you would have never thought this is where we would sit. In the AL East, the Yankees in first place by 12 games. First team to 70 wins. You would never have expected Baltimore to be over 500, only 2.5 games out of the wild card. And quite frankly, you would have never expected Boston to be even 500 and in last place in the American League East. In the Central, you would have not picked the Cleveland Guardians to be one game out behind Minnesota. And the Chicago White Sox only three games out. You would have predicted Houston to win the AL West. They have a 12-game lead over Seattle. In the National League, you would not have predicted the Mets to have a 3.5-game lead over Atlanta. You would have predicted Atlanta to be in the mix for the playoffs. In the Central, you have Milwaukee with a 3-game lead over St. Louis. Out West, you would have predicted the Dodgers. They have a 12-game lead over San Diego. Those are things that you wouldn't have predicted, and you now have to predict. Not even predict. You just know that this is what's going on. So we'll take a look at all the Major League Baseball scores from yesterday. The Reds over the Marlins 3-1. The Yanks over the Mariners 7-2. The Mets over the Nationals 7-3. The Guardians over the Diamondbacks 6-5. The Twins over the Tigers 5-3. The Orioles over the Rangers 7-2. The Red Sox beat the Astros 3-2. The Royals over the White Sox 2-1. Padres 4, Rockies 1, and the Dodgers over the Giants 8-2. So that is a Major League Baseball. So now, in NFL action, Deshaun Watson will be suspended, as it appears, for 6 games at the start of the season. And women's groups are slamming the decision as unacceptable, insulting, and dangerous. So there you go. And in, I've got to mention this, Ric Flair. That's right. Been around for ages. Won his last match in front of family and legendary other performers. He teamed up with his son-in-law to take on Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett in Nashville. The Nature Boy got a cut during the match, but he ended up winning. So there you go. Ric Flair. He last performed in the ring at 2011. Amazing. I know a lot of you people don't consider that sports, but I've always loved wrestling, so there it is. I do. Anything else that's interesting in sports? Don't really see anything except for, once again, maybe live golf. You know, more heartache on the tour. Greg Norman dismisses criticism about golf. He sat down and spoke with Tucker Carlson. We'll leave that story there. So let's check on sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.